morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98 KUPD. On a beautiful Tuesday morning. Still no 100-degree days. Well, we have had two, but since our prayers. Supposed to happen Thursday at 101, but today another 99-degree-er. Which for some reason mentally changes everything. Because 99 degrees doesn't feel hot yet. Something about that.
Yeah, next, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, those exactly. Two more degrees and we're like, ugh, it's 101. 99, we're like, hey, it's still not 100. Something, it's all mental. It just tells you it's all in your head. I mean, it hurts. It's still hot, but it's all in your head. Because 99 is hot. It's as hot as 101. So we're a little weird about it, but yes, we'll see. 101 degrees is supposed to be this week, and we'll disprove the existence of any deity, as we have chosen to believe here on this show. In the meantime, our own deity will read you all the things that only he knows. That is Brady. This is called the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Do you have the new June list?
Printing it up.
No, he's printing it in baby print. But Hooters, there's five locations all over the place. It's probably Taco Tuesday. That would be my guess. If it's not, go in there and tell them it's Taco Tuesday. Who's going to fight you, huh?
It's Hot Hooter Girl Tuesday.
That's what it is. Every day is Hot Hooter Girl Tuesday. That's what they should have signs that say. Every day is Hot Hooter Girl Tuesday. Huh?
That makes no sense.
I want to go in and see that. I don't know what that means.
On Tuesdays, it's extra special.
Yeah, Tuesdays they get real hot. But every day is Hot Hooter Girl Tuesdays. And every employee wears underwear with the day of the week on it. That's a fact. You just will never know until you do well with a Hooters person. Man, woman, chef, dishwasher. Waitress, doesn't matter. That's a requirement under those orange shorts. And today is probably Taco Tuesday, am I right?
Chili cheese fries and two 14-ounce beers for $9.99.
Exactly what I said. They call that Taco Tuesday.
Depends
on the taco. Here's the sheet. Probably should have thought of this a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, that's...
It's all right. We're here now. It's hotter than hell at Hooters, it said. We just complained, oh, it's not that hot yet. Copy says it's hotter than hell. All month... Get an order of chili cheese fries, two 14-ounce beers for $9.99, mix and match Mick Ultra Pure Gold, or Modelo Especial. That basically means you can order them separately. Don't mix and match Jungle Juice. Yeah. And then we'll see you at Hooters. That's a pretty good deal right there. Taco Tuesday, get yourself 14-ounce beers for $9.99, along with chili cheese fries. Every day's a hot Tuesday at Hooters. I don't know what's going on. We didn't have the sheet. But Hooters brings you the Brady Report. Brady Report. It's
good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Cheese Day.
Cheese Friday.
National Cheese Day.
Yep.
It seems like we run into this quite a bit.
What's going on at Porkopolis today?
You got extra cheese? You got to come up with something,
cheesy
Brady.
Potatoes, mac and cheese.
Everything gets cheese for free today. How about that? It's National Cheese Day. Add cheese to any meal. It's like a penny.
Sure.
You can do that. Anything gets cheese for free today.
Cheese it.
Only at the Chandler location.
Right. You can't do it in Scottsdale. Yeah. They're in a beef. We haven't figured it out yet. Hammy has said, we are not affiliated with the Chandler location. Muh. It says it on the note on the door.
You'll go by there one day and it does say Hammy's place.
Yeah, Hammy's. Hammy's Porkopolis. It's going to be your Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Hammy's Porkopolis.
Brady's Porkopolis. You can cheese it today at both locations.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you want to put
look at him throwing.
You can put cheese on your ribs.
Your salad.
On soup. On salad. On just a plate of cheese. Like one slice of cheese. Free. Everybody gets a free slice of cheese. While supplies last, on National Cheese Day, what else do you serve that might have cheese? Chicken wings? Throw some cheese on them.
There you go. We'll ladle some of that.
Ooh, that wouldn't be so bad. Have some queso.
Queso. It's called queso.
Dip that right in there.
Put it on dessert.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, it's free cheese day. Some people will
eat
that.
Cheesecake. No. We don't have cheesecake.
What desserts? Apple pie and cheese. People do that all the time.
Yeah. You can put a little on there. We have a apple cobbler. We have the ice cream sandwich.
Add some cheese.
Yep.
Add a little cheese.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little Parmesan on that. Chief.
Come out with that rind for your ice cream sandwich. Say when, sir. Say when?
Just grind a little more out on that. I like the mozzarella and ice cream. Cheese Day at Porkopolis. Congratulations. There you go.
There's a lot of shootings that happen in Baltimore. So Baltimore's mayor, Bernard C. Jack Young, suggested an unconventional approach to preventing gun violence.
You said an unconventional approach.
An unconventional. Oh, okay.
Approach. Sounded like unconventional.
Unconventional.
No, uh-huh. An unconventional.
Gotcha. All right. Just want to make sure.
Mediation is one option to settle disputes that might otherwise erupt into shootings plaguing the city. He suggested if you got a beef with somebody, step in. Let's put the gloves on.
You'll get some fighting going on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Box it out.
So if you've got... So gang wars will be boxing. But that's but you have to get them after they've already shot at someone.
We can have them down at the Civic Center. It's called the Royal Farms Arena. Put a boxing ring up. Let them go in. Box it out.
Great idea. And they'll sell tickets. And you know who's going to show up to that? Rival gang members.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd's going to have a riot while your two friends are boxing. The
or
people
shootings.
With the beef will box.
Actually, be more efficient shootings.
That's right. Because you're trapped in fish in a barrel of gangs. This is actually brilliant. The unconventional part is he's going to get rid of gangs because he knows deep down in the same room in an arena, they're just going to kill each other in a riot.
Problem
the two
solved.
Boxers, big deal. Who cares what happens to them?
A new study out of Queen Mary University in London found that it's safe for your heart if you drink an obscene amount of coffee on a daily basis. Researchers found that people could drink up to 25 cups a day without having any extra risk of hardening their arteries or having a stroke or heart attack. That being said, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Researchers say we're not telling people to drink 25 cups a day.
Kind of.
But you can enjoy some coffee.
You are actually saying.
Who did the research? Starbucks?
Yeah.
Queen Mary University in London.
Uh-huh.
It's Queen Mary's logo,
they
very similar to the Starbucks
$5 million mermaid. $5 grant.
Yeah, they just
Starbucks.
Got some money from...
If you've seen the Queen Mary logo, it's the exact same thing. So we do sell the coffee, and also we don't have any classes. We're just a barista and a desk and some tables. We're a Starbucks. But it's safe to drink 25 cups of coffee. Our lab has seen no ill results. So go ahead, suck it down.
You know what's great about it is you can add in all that creamer, too. Because the people over at CNH have discovered that sugar there's no ill benefits from sugar as well. So pour in some of that. And dairy, you can drink pounds and pounds and pounds of that. Doesn't lead to any sort of weight gain or problems. It leads you to diabetes. The folks over at Milk tell me so. You know what?
We're all stupid.
You know what I admire about my addiction to diet soda? Never once do they come out and go, "Stuff's good for you. You should try it."
Oh, you wait, John.
No, they don't.
They
say,
will.
Well, when a lawsuit happens, but they've actually had a guy who worked for a diet soda say, "Hey, cancer fights itself, some studies." So he basically said, it'll give you cancer, but if you drink enough of it,
it'll fight itself.
It fights itself off.
It cures itself.
So drink more of this poison, because it is that. But, yeah, these other places are like, no, you can do 45 cups of coffee, that's just... You know, that's good. I don't think they'd ever say that about Diet Dr. Pepper. Drink 20 or 30 of those a day. You're going to die from something. So I do.
McDonald's is bringing back 4 international food items to their menu this week. A bacon Gouda burger from Spain. The tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich from Canada. They're known for that.
Yeah.
And, of course, the bacon cheese fries from Australia.
In Spain,
you had a lot of those, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, when I was in Australia. They hand them to you at the airport.
And the caramel or caramel waffle McFlurry from the Netherlands.
Ooh, a
Here's
waffle
the deal.
Shake. I don't think the Netherlands are drinking a lot of with milkshakes.
With these 4 international food items this week, on Thursday between 2 and 5 p.m., you can bring any of those. You can buy any of those items with any foreign currency. So break out the pesos from your Cancun.
Man.
How big is that rush going to be?
It's only 100,000 pesos for something. And
no, you don't have to. It's just you pay with the currency. Doesn't
That's
have
what
to
I'm
be
saying.
There.
Doesn't have to add in. So if it's 13 cents, well, I'm going to get pesos then.
Doesn't matter what country it's from or how much you've got.
What does that
Even
mean?
Even if you only have 1 Indonesian rupee.
Do I get to pay their
which
price?
Which is barely worth a fraction of a penny.
So
you can trade it in for one of those items.
So everything's free. Essentially, because I've got an Iraqi dinar.
You can Yep.
I go in and throw that down,
you get one of those items. Yep.
Yeah, because I don't think Trent is sitting there with a conversion calculator.
Yeah. They don't have that international conversion. Well, that's an interesting plan to lose tons and tons of cash. Do you know how many soldiers have Iraqi money?
You have it. You got to do it between 2 and 5 p.m.
Like you said,
that's a good window. I can knock that out in 3 hours.
You can go three times.
I can figure this out in 3 hours' time, how to take my worthless Iraqi money and roll over to McDonald's for free food. Multiple times. I could get a family of five dinner on five separate trips in that three-hour window you're handing over. I've got some Australian money, but that's got value. Like, I just never turned it back. And I got like $300 in Aussie money. And I got it at 50 cents on the dollar, so I think it's like 80 now. It might be back down. But yeah, I've actually made a couple bucks on that.
Mallory Harcourt lives in San Diego, and she's a mother, and she's now suing Tesla after her toddler son put her parked car in gear and rammed her into the garage. 8 months pregnant she was at the time.
Uh-oh.
She's suing Tesla, because they've failed to include proper safety control devices. It happened she was in a Tesla Model X, and the engine was off. It has the Falcon doors. They are open. She was retrieving her toddler and later the groceries. She walked towards the garage, the vehicle, and that's when the son also ran back in the car, hit something, it went in gear, and it basically pinned her against the garage wall. She suffered a cracked pelvis and a broken leg. She gave birth 10 days after the incident. Baby's okay. But she's saying Tesla needs to add the safety.
Giving birth with a cracked pelvis? That's
yeah.
a strong woman. Very strong. So it's got to be her fault at a certain point, because you can't put the Tesla in gear unless you left the keys in it.
Yep.
Her attorneys reached out to Tesla regarding the incident, but they found the company's response to be outrageous.
Yeah,
which I didn't hear the
response.
Should
have been go yourself, lady. Keep an eye on your kids. It's how's it our fault that you left the keys in and your kids are running wild, touching buttons? Don't you have to have your foot on the brake to start a car?
To start it over.
That kid was allowed to do whatever he wanted. Then he ran his mom over.
Something's amiss.
Yeah, this isn't a good story. But she gave birth with a broken pelvis. That's the real story here. That's amazing. That should have been the only part of that. She got hit by a Tesla last week.
And broken leg.
Pelvis is more important to the birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure her leg hurt too, but I think she was complaining more about the busted pelvis during childbirth than her knee. Unless that was a big kid.
Pasadena, Texas.
It was.
Family's upset because they received a graduation cake from Walmart. Oh, it was made of styrofoam.
I saw it on the news last night. It looked all real, even cutting it open. You're like, that still looks like cake. But it was squeaking when they
settled the deal. And Walmart said the incident was a result of a misunderstanding. The matter has been resolved. The customer was given a gift card for her inconvenience. But the mom was saying, we got a $60 gift certificate from Walmart, but you can't capture this moment back. You know,
settle down. You got a great moment. Your graduation is
prop. It didn't matter.
But I want to know. I didn't know you could order. You know, get just the styrofoam cake.
I didn't know that there was a styrofoam cake.
Yeah, it sounds like. Oh well, we thought she was ordering the styrofoam cake.
Why did they even offer that?
I don't know if they are, but it sounds like it was a misunderstanding.
What do you misunderstand about I want a cake? Do you want it edible?
Well, yes,
I want it edible.
Yeah,
I
know.
I know. What the are you guys selling here? Well, we just sometimes sell inedible cakes covered in frosting. I mean, we just want to know which one you want.
People actually don't want to eat it. They just want it on display.
Yeah, people like to display our cakes. You know, we're Walmart, after all. It's a pretty highfalutin cake you got here. A lot of people don't like to eat them. They just park them in their garage and put them at trade shows.
It's on the Instagram. It's for Instagram.
How is that a misunderstanding at all? One cake, please. You got it. Here's a drawing of a cake. No, what the?
I don't know, John.
You weren't specific.
I have a feeling it happened.
Styrofoam cake?
No, as crazy as like these cakes.
They just want to display.
They want to show off how cool this cake is or something.
But that's usually like a cake store, not Walmart.
You have a second cake to eat?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
Well, yeah, because like they have the fake food sometimes, and instead of the real stuff that you can order to show you what you can order.
But not at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You don't go home with a thing of, grape nuts and go, oh, this is the display box, damn it, and you pour out a bunch of plastic. Like, normally, food in a food... Like, if you go to the cake department and order a cake, it should be a 99% assumed real edible cake.
Anything goes at Walmart.
Right, I know. That's where Walmart gets you, because you get a TV, a ladder, a cake, pizza, clothes, shoes.
You want a fake cake? We got you.
Yeah, we got fake cake. You're in the fake cake section. Well, what is that? Why is that something? Because at Walmart, we've got everything.
It's 50 calories, just because of the sugar on the icing.
Right.
But the styrofoam is good for you.
That wasn't a misunderstanding. That was a lazy cake maker. Thought he could get away with one. They're dumb. They look dumb. They'll eat styrofoam. They're Walmart shoppers. They've had styrofoam before. This won't be their first go-round with a styrofoam cake.
Allegedly, the hottest summer fashion trends for men are crop tops and tube tops.
Incorrect.
And people on Twitter are having a serious debate over whether these are good looks for guys.
I'll tell you right now, they're not.
You got to check it out.
They are not.
There's a company called ASOS is selling, it's ASOS. They're selling both crop tops and tube tops for $19 each.
Gentlemen, those of you who do this kind of stuff don't realize that the joke's on you as men, and you're ruining it for us, because ladies are taking advantage of the Dapper Dan qualities that you desperate bastards will look at that guy. No.
That guy's going to get shot in Baltimore.
Remember when Dennis Rodman would everybody go, he's crazy? This is his outfit. Ladies are dressing up the willing man as their toy, and you're never going to get laid from it. So be a man and dress properly. That's a tube top for a dude. No.
To each your own, John.
No, not to each their own. You have to just, we have to say, yes, you can dress however you want, but you are also a weirdo. And we are going to point you out in society as such.
This is America.
You're part of the debate
right
now.
You are in the weirdo category. Is this a good look? They know it's not.
It's a bold statement.
They know it's not a good look.
But you like.
They wouldn't put it on the website.
You say it all the time. It lets us know who the weirdos
are. Exactly. But I don't want to get in trouble for going, look at this nutbag in a tube top.
Why do you have to say it?
Because they need to know. No, they need to know. I do think it. Like, real fast.
You just think it.
Judgment is immediate. And judging a book by its cover is absolutely the way to go in life. And that cover screams.
You think it'd be real.
And
you come here and then.
Then I spew
out.
But I do say it. That's true. And that is probably something I should work on. But I tend to go,
yeah, no.
That man's in a tube top. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. And of course, it's supposed to be an annoyance. But, you know, dudes are falling into this thing where they're letting ladies win those battles. And sometimes you can't. We're not Dapper Dans. We're not your toys to dress up and then say that we're not progressive if we don't. That's the problem. They're using it as a weapon. When we're like, well, that looks gay. You're a bigot. Like, I'm not a bigot because I don't want to wear a tube top. It's a gay look. And I didn't say being gay was bad. Dressing gay when you're not gay is bad. It's like me dressing as a cop.
Right. That's cop.
It's stolen valor, and it's a cultural appropriation for me to wear that tube top and bang women. It's misrepresentation. Walk around as a fireman when people need help. Oh, my God, you're a fireman. I'm like, oh, I just dressed like a fireman. That's not right.
You can get in trouble for that.
That's right. You should get in trouble for wearing a tube top and not being gay. Are you gay? No. Get in a shirt with sleeves. What's wrong with you?
19-year-old Nicholas Jones got pulled over for a broken taillight last month in St. Augustine, Florida. And while the cop was walking up to his car, he drove off.
Now, Eric, tell me, Jeremy just walked in. Had he had a tube top on today, could you have held back and just thought it? There's no way.
Well, it's different. I know him.
Right.
Of course you're going to.
You wouldn't have said anything.
You're in a tube top.
Yeah.
Get out.
But if I run into a guy on the street, I'm probably not going to just say something.
How about if it's
a
guy,
nutball.
If it's a guy you don't know very well, but you meet him and you're like, hey, cool, we'll go to a ball game together. It's like, sure. And he shows up at your house in a tube top. I'm not going to the game with you.
Yeah, that's different.
If I know him well enough to invite him to a game, I will tell him. Let's just say it just was a happenstance. You thought he was all right, and he shows up in a tube.
How about you met him on Grindr?
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well,
why is he wearing anything? Why am I taking him to a ball game?
If I met him on Grindr, I should have known.
Yeah. The whole point of Grindr is to not go on dates. It's to on site. Tube top.
So 19-year-old Nicholas Jones got pulled over and he sped off. Nicholas decided to place a call to 911 about an hour later to brag about it because the cop didn't get his license plate. They tracked him down by his phone number. They got him the next day. He was inside Ross clothing store shopping. He just laughed after they tracked him down, thought it was funny, turned himself in.
KPD tube tops. You got to be careful. Mark Randall will start thinking that's a good idea.
Out of denim.
You'll have denim tubes. All our nipples will come off. Mark, our staff shirts rub my nipples off again. It's high quality burlap I'm making. It's June, and why are we getting ski jackets?
The cops in Pembroke Pines, Florida, are looking for two women who shoplifted more than $300 worth of clothes from a store back in April. And the surveillance video has come out. One lady's in a bright yellow pants. She's doing a little twerking in between, clothes off the racks.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
We got video of this?
Oh, yeah.
And what store is it?
I'm not sure the store, department store, but.
You get that Filipino president to help us out with this tube top thing. He says you can cure the gay. Oh, she's just. Is she an employee?
Tonight, police are trying to identify a pair of twerking shoplifters caught on surveillance video stealing from a Pembroke Pines store. Cameras inside the Mad Rag clothing store on North University Drive captured one of the suspects twerking through the aisles while pulling clothes off the shelves and into the bag. Officers say the shoplifters stole more than $300 worth of clothing on April 26th. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of the two women is asked to call Pembroke Pines police.
There you have it.
If you have any information on this, kill yourself. You're in a terrible area.
Somebody knows this woman.
Hey, I know her. I'm not going to admit that. Wasn't me. That's why black guys don't tell. How do you know the woman twerking? Oh, I ain't saying that. End up paying for that baby. Never mind. That's a different girl.
I know you, Roland. That's you. That baby's yours, man.
I don't know her. Never mind. Different girl.
God, she's always twerking.
Looks so much the same twerking.
In Vero Beach, Florida, the police responded to a call about a disturbance on Saturday afternoon. When they got to the house, 34-year-old Kristen Zatmary was sitting in a taxi outside. She just had a flight with her mom, and the cops noticed some white powder on her nostrils. They asked her to step out of the car. When she did, two things fell out.
A vagina and cocaine.
One was a feminine hygiene product.
Ugh.
And then,
what do you mean fell out?
And a small bag of Molly.
Go back to the first thing. Don't care about the Molly.
She stood up, got out of the car. Bloop, bloop.
Come on.
Bloop, bloop.
Don't do that.
And that hurt of underwear? I mean, something to keep it in?
The thing that keeps it in is the Kegel.
Well,
the feminine product was holding the drugs in her lady parts.
Oh.
And it all come to tumbling
special
out?
Special Molly. And it all came a tumbling out.
She doesn't look that bad.
I think she's got an eye tattoo. She might have an eye. Bloop, bloop. Those eardrops. Stars. Oh.
Oops. My lady bits are a bit lubed up. It's like I lost control of things.
She denied it was hers?
That's not mine.
That ain't mine.
I was holding that for a friend.
Holding it where, ma'am?
In my... See?
Why?
Because she asked me to hold it. My pockets are small. I don't want bulgies.
Because I'm her best good friend?
Because she's my bestest good friend. So I stick her stuff in my... Just in case she needs it later. I didn't know it was Molly. I thought it was aspirins.
What else of hers do you stick?
Her suit class ring and her ASU pitchfork and some stuff for the fireplace.
The fireplace?
Yeah. She gets cold. She's got
log.
Anemia.
Here's a log.
She's anemic,
that's
you some bitch.
That's not what that means.
Sometimes she needs a Duraflame, and I hang on to those. I can't have them in my pockets. My hands are full.
Michael Irvin used that excuse, although he didn't have anything in his butt. anything.
I kept all the molly inside my for a friend. My went beast mode.
Mr. Irvin, will you empty the contents of your, please?
I'm a mayor.
He got out of it, didn't he?
Yeah, the cops are like, that's his friend's crack pipe under the driver's seat.
Yeah, of course it
was. What happened was, my friend dropped this and I said, you can't have that. And I put it under my chair.
You're a good friend, Michael Irvin. A good friend indeed. Dallas-Fort Worth Police Department salutes you.
Holy Spirit saved his ass that day.
Damn, God is real.
God is real.
Because what I gave that cop was some bullshit.
There's a 26-year-old guy in New York City, and on Friday night, he met a guy.
Oh, I can't get past the last story.
On the gay dating app, Grindr.
I need to take a lap. Sorry.
This guy met another dude on Grindr.
What fell out of him?
The guy came over. They proceeded to have a crazy night of sex.
A Grindr night?
Included latex and rubber gloves, sex toys, and a sex swing. Things took a turn when this guy criticized how small his date's junk was.
Oh, you can't do that after.
The guy got mad, choked the guy, and put him in a closet. The guy thought it was part of their sex game.
Ooh.
Until the dude stole $3,000 and bailed.
Hey, that's pretty good.
The guy wanted to scream for help, but he had a ball gag in his mouth that was being held in place by
scream.
A jock strap.
Nope.
And he couldn't. Eventually, he got free, called the cops. They took the gloves, toys, and sex swing as evidence.
In that
trying
case,
to track the other guy down.
I agree with Eric's assessment of just think it, don't say it. If you've just had wild, crazy gay sex, don't tell the guy he's got a little member. Let that go. Think it, don't say it. If he's in a tube top, that's when you take him home. If you got $3,000 laying around, you took a stranger home from Grindr. That's your fault. You're dumb.
That's the drawer of cash. Don't touch that. And now I'm going to put a ball gag in? Smash myself in the head a couple times with a spatula and let you have at me with that little tiny wang. How dare you? Where's that drawer of cash? It's over there. Leave it be.
Don't judge me.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. And the first one is a Wild World radio video.
Oh, well, that's a lot. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World radio video. It's the fastest bite in the animal kingdom.
Bite?
Oh, bite, yep. Belongs to the hairy frogfish.
I mean, it will bite you faster, or is it like you'll react to its bite fast?
It is the fastest bite, the strike.
It's a strike. More or less. Okay, got it. Ooh, it's got ominous music.
This hairy frogfish
walking
has better luck. She's an expectant mother and has more at stake than just an empty stomach.
What is that?
She tucks behind the coral.
I can see it.
Those and waits.
Dumb.
Fish are not bright.
Those are dumb fish hanging around the belly of that.
Man, look at their eyes. Yeah, you can see the dumb in their eyes.
See everything. You can, yeah, you can. They have low IQs, fish.
We'll just hang here.
Wow.
Whoa. No!
Gone! The bite.
How many did it get?
One.
Her mouth balloons to 12 times its original size,
look at
creating
this.
A vacuum. To suck in the prey.
God.
The entire process takes just 1/6,000th of a second.
You know how much money she could make on land?
Narrator sounds like Walter White.
Far too quick for the prey to react.
Say my name. Heisenfish.
It's the fastest
and you can
bite
catch the hairy
in
frog
the animal kingdom.
Happy Town Lake. They're all over.
They're in there now.
It's not over till I say it's over. I'm a hairy frogfish of the sea. Meth sea.
The final radio video.
That was a pretty impressive narration for a fish that I could squish with my foot. It is a tiny fish, too, because what he was eating were minnows. And he didn't look that much bigger.
I had a frogfish in my aquarium at one time.
Of course.
Not the hairy frogfish. It was yellow.
The bald one.
And you could put the food on the stick and you put it down there and
yeah, it would eat. Man, you were easy. You may still be. That's some easy entertainment.
How many hours did you kill doing
look
that?
Look at that fish eating. You ever seen such a thing?
Shrimp.
That's why you like those shows where people cook stuff and eat. You just like watching things eat.
Look at him eating. Guy Fieri made a sandwich. What if he's got a quick strike? Thank God it doesn't like barbecue.
That's the only time I would watch a human eating show. If Giada did quick strike people. Like, who could like just hammer a burger that goes by? You got a quick strike. That's the Brady fish.
This is feeding a frogfish.
Look at him go. And he's just sitting there minding his own business. Here comes a tip of my penis, evidently.
What is that? Oh, my God. Brady, you could have had more fun with that fish. You never knew. What was that thing that went in that fish's
frozen,
mouth?
Frozen fish. Frozen dicks.
Mrs. Paul's? It eats Mrs. Paul's?
Do that one more time.
No, that's...
Yeah.
Look at you.
Wow. The hairless frogfish got the tip of its penis, and it took it in.
No wonder you masturbated to this.
It has no gag reflex, which made Brady very happy.
Look at this, Ronnie. Look,
it takes it all.
Before I met my wife, I used to pretty much face that thing.
Sorry, Brady, but I'm sharing that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Brady's hairless frogfish used to take the tip of his frozen wieners.
When the hell was that food? It was like a sardine?
Probably, yeah, that's a good guess.
So that's how they eat
frozen,
in the wild?
Shrimp.
They eat frozen fish in the wild?
No.
No. In captivity, they do.
I know. Well, I mean,
you could put
can't be good.
You could put little fish in your tank, and they would take them down. And,
sure.
Yeah.
But you don't like that.
No,
that's
I did.
Sort of
this
abortion
one.
Rule.
This one would only wasn't that big. It was like that big, so it couldn't take.
Oh, your
that.
Frogfish.
Yeah.
It was about the size of the tip of your finger.
It was tiny.
What's the point of that?
It was
thing?
A little bit bigger than that. It was about 2 inches, maybe.
Man, didn't you have a TV or what was it? Power out? What was going on?
Oh, you'd feed it twice a day, you know, or once a day.
That seems anything
for the final
2 inches eating is. Kind of, is there still in the wild America?
No.
Okay.
This is a lady out of New Jersey. Her name's Liz. She's posting a video of her cat attacking her every time she sings. The cat does not like her singing.
Oh, okay.
The cat does a pretty
Here's
good job
the
of shutting
mail,
her down.
It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to. All night, I've been drinking all night. 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 Yeah. All night, I've been drinking all night. Happy wedding day.
I like this cat.
What the hell?
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your
arms Sugar
around
Ray.
Me, baby.
I think somebody's throwing that cat at her. No way he's got that kind of accuracy.
You can see it.
He's the Andy Ruiz of cats. Landing every time.
He
hates her.
You shut your mouth, please.
This is better than feeding a fish. That cat's got a pretty quick strike, too.
I ever get for Christmas.
From the Christmas tree.
Everything
there he is.
Behind the tree.
You're the single light of my heart.
He always attacks the face. This is great. He's a Packer fan, Eric.
Yeah, take her down.
Yeah. Kill her. No! That is awesome.
Why isn't she more scratched up? I'm not buying it.
Because the cat doesn't have any claws.
Yeah,
the teeth look like they're getting in there. Though.
I think she's getting
clawed after the first one.
That's great stuff. I like that. Oops. I meant this. I'm going to try that at home. I'm going to sing to my cats. My cats have their claws.
You've conditioned yours, though. They're not going to abuse you.
Gato actually used to love Rock Band. And we had Rock Band and get it real loud and stuff. And when the band's at the house and we do some stuff there, the cats stand on the other side of the door and just, they kind of like it. Like, that's nice. Dad's an angel. I told you he can sing like an angel. Just come over here for a second. Listen. He's amazing in there. Walk. I want to go and say, yeah, we're doing walk. We're rehearsing walk. I love Pantera. You know, Pantera is Spanish for panther, which is like cat, which is why I like it. Ah, I wish they did a song of Milkies. Do a song about Milkies. Oh, Gato's pretty great. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters, reminding you it's Taco Tuesday, so get your chili cheese fries and a couple beers. For a very reasonable price at all Hooters locations, favorite or otherwise. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.